It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The death of a U.S. Border Patrol agent is now under investigation. Nicholas Ivey was on patrol in the desert along the Arizona border with Mexico when he was shot. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The area between the towns of Naco and Bisbee, Arizona, has been a smuggling route for decades. The Border Patrol has stationed hundreds of agents there. Three agents were responding to a ground sensor, which was tripped when someone opened fire. Nicholas Ivey was killed, a second agent was wounded, the third was not hit. Ivey was 30 years old. He had been a Border Patrol agent for 3 years. Customs and Border Protection Commander for Arizona, Jeffrey Self, spoke at a news conference in Naco.
His death only strengthens our resolve to enforce the rule of law and bring those responsible to justice.
Officials released few details, but much of the media and some politicians tried to tie the killing to the Brian Terry case. Terry was a Border Patrol agent killed near Nogales, Arizona, almost 2 years ago. The guns used to shoot him were later traced to Fast and Furious, a botched Justice Department operation which allowed weapons bought in the U.S. to be taken to Mexican drug smugglers. FBI agent James Turgall would not yet make that link.
I'm not going to talk about the Terry case. We need to stay on message here. This is about the sad loss of life of Agent Ivey.
There was one connection. Nicholas Ivey was based at the Naco Border Patrol Station, which was renamed for Brian Terry only a few weeks ago. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.